This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Israel says its troops are in the heart of the key city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli forces are battling Hamas militants across Gaza after expanding their ground offensive to its second largest city, Khan Yunis. The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN says some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tonight's the last Republican presidential candidates debate before the Iowa caucuses. Frontrunner Donald Trump is skipping it in favor of a fundraiser in Florida. The AP's Jonathan Cooper.
The qualifications to participate in the debate continue getting tougher. The candidates on stage had to get at least 6% in a variety of polls and had to have 80,000 unique donors with some geographic diversity. They also had to sign a pledge with the Republican National Committee committing to support the ultimate nominee of the Republican Party.
President Biden says he has to run for president again, pointing out that Donald Trump is running. Asked by reporters if he would drop out of the race if Donald Trump did, President Biden said, no, not now. Pope Francis says he's feeling much better after a bout of bronchitis, but today at the Vatican, he asked an aide to read his remarks before a cheering crowd. The Hollywood actors' strike is officially over. Actors have voted to ratify the deal with studios that ended their strike after several months. This is AP News. She's broken a long-standing record, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Vice President Kamala Harris has broken a nearly 200-year-old record for Senate tiebreaker votes. Vice President Harris cast her 32nd tiebreak Tuesday to advance the confirmation of a new federal judge in Washington, D.C. That broke a nearly 200-year-old record for casting the most tiebreaking votes in the Senate. The previous record holder was John C. Calhoun, who cast 31 tiebreaking votes during his 8 years as vice president, from 1825 to 1832. Casting tiebreaker votes is among the only constitutional duties for vice presidents, and Harris has been repeatedly called on to break deadlocks because the Senate is closely divided between Democrats and Republicans. Norman Hall, Washington.
A mixed picture on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow dropped 79 points yesterday. The S&P lost 2 points. The Nasdaq rose 44 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.